Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Plugging In. Once upon a time, there was a young woman who fancied herself an amateur technician, able to repair small electrical appliances. It was back in the day when televisions had tubes that occasionally burned out. The young woman changed and tested each tube, plugging and unplugging the TV each time, except one time she plugged into the wrong thing and consequently received the shock of her life. She learned a great lesson that day. You have to be keenly aware of what you're doing before you plug something into a socket. The same is true with life. Plugging into an activity before careful examination is fraught with potential consequences that may have an impact on one's eternity. Before you and I plug in, let us consider these questions. Is this of the world? Do not love the world or the things in the world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. Lust and pride are the source of all sin. Can I do this with Jesus' stamp of approval? And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3, verse 17. If I cannot participate in this activity with Jesus' approval, then I should not participate. Does this action help me show love for my brother or sister? Decide never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of a brother, Romans 4:13. If I profess to love God, I must be aware of how my actions will affect my brother or sister, 1 John 4, verse 21. Will this activity surround me with godly or ungodly people? Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. The activity itself may seem innocent, but bad companions can change things quickly. When considering whether to participate in something, ask yourself these four questions. It may help us avoid the dire consequences of being plugged into an ungodly situation or activity. Today's verse. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4, verse 7.